All right. Chris Rose is going to join us this hour. And a little bit of new information now on what's going on with Deshaun Watson. Here we go. We're just because we want to give you the news, just because it's
new information.
It's new information
going on,
right?
With, yeah.
All right. So Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, is reporting this, that the headline is Tony Busby, who's Jane Doe's lawyer, new Deshaun Watson accuser will meet with NFL, has pertinent video. According to the story, and what's in Mike's latest story, I'll just read it to you. As explained in Thursday's PFT Live, there are two important questions about the latest lawsuit against the Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson. First, will the accuser cooperate with the NFL's investigation? Second, was this potential claim disclosed in writing to the Browns when Watson signed his contract in 2022? And Jeff, we've talked about that, right? Did they know? Did they not know? It's one of the questions that comes into play on this. So Florio goes on to write, there is an answer to the first question, and according to Tony Busby, we intend to interview with the NFL in 2 weeks. This coming week, he's got something going on with the Coast Guard, so he kind of explained why he couldn't do anything this week. And then he said when he comes back, he will return, and he intends to make his client available for interview along with two individuals who spoke to her immediately after what they're calling an assault. I also have video to share that will be pertinent. This is according to Tony Busby, who is the attorney for Jane Doe.
Who knows
in this
what
situation.
Pertinent video means?
I don't know either. Although, and I think this is what's important as part of the NFL stuff that goes along with it, although cooperation from the accuser doesn't mean that there will be a Watson suspension, the case couldn't even get started without it. The league has no power to compel anyone not employed by the NFL or one of its teams to provide information or testify. If the claim isn't on the list of potential cases that are exempt from contractual default, Watson has a very significant problem given the fully guaranteed payments remaining on his contract. It's a $92 million problem. All right. Okay. So she's going to talk to the NFL. That's where we're at on this thing. And like I had said, and so here's what I said to Daryl. I said, look, you had all these cases before, right? And they figured out a way to settle. And the league was like, okay, if you're going to settle and you're going to figure out what you're going to do here, and then all the other cases, for the most part, I think except for one, have all been settled, right? That were brought in the first time that we went down this road as Tony Busby's clients then, Deshaun settled. And I was listening to Mary Kay this morning on the morning show, and Mary Kay said that after they had settled, And Mary Kay brought up a great point. Had they been talking to the current Jane Doe in the situation, had they been talking to her before, I wonder if she had the opportunity to be a part of that first settlement. So, and Mary Kay brought that up this morning on the morning show. So then I came back and just said,
this is a different deal, though.
Well, I don't. Here's the question: was it or was it? Were they a part of it in the beginning? Like,
it's a different type of case, though.
No, right? I understand that, but if the allegations then were alongside the allegations now coincide with maybe the notion of knowing and understanding that these allegations were out there when they made the first settlement, and they had the first settlement group, right, 20-plus, if it was there then, and they had the opportunity to settle then, why didn't they? And then what Mary Kay said this morning I thought was interesting is that once they settled those cases, they said, that's it. We're not doing any more of these. And so now you're sitting here on another one, and Busby had said that they had been talking to them for 10 months about settling. So the question is now, I mean, now that this is back out in the open, you've got Jane Doe's ready to talk to the NFL. You wonder if Watson's legal team is going to say whether he did it or not. That's the thing, to make it go away. If they want to make it go away, why wouldn't they settle right now? I asked that to Daryl Ryder. Here's what Daryl had to say.
Busby said in that statement yesterday after, Deshaun came out and said that the first he learned of the allegations was when we all did on Monday. And then Busby took to his Instagram, was like, yeah, no, that's not the case. We've been trying to settle this allegation privately for the last 10 months, and also, too, that Watson has been aware that this allegation has been out there since this alleged assault took place back in October of 2020. So this should not be new news to him, and he should know who the alleged victim is. Just because of the seriousness of the allegation and the events that took place, that's something he should remember. You know, again, don't know what the pertinent video is. Don't know the context of that video. Is it testimony of, you know, I don't know. You can't speculate on this.
Be an option to change the storyline. That's all I'm saying. And that's what I'm, you know, suddenly this story, if Deshaun Watson and his team decide, I'm not going through this again, and they decide they want to settle, that, and then as a part of that settlement, they're like, okay, well, this is over, and you don't need to talk to the NFL. Then you wonder if the NFL has enough grounds to say, okay, this is new, and then you look at another suspension. Otherwise, if she talks to the NFL, right? So this, to me, this is like Tony Busby saying, hey, you know, she's going to talk to the NFL in the next 2 weeks. So if they don't want a settlement now and they want to go to court, then they're just full steam ahead. Both sides might want to just go to court. I mean, if I'm Deshaun and none of this is true, I want to go to court to clear my name. And, you know, it sounds to me as if, and we've heard this numerous times, the Browns are backing Deshaun 100% on this. So if this isn't true and the Browns are backing Deshaun, then I hope this goes to court and Deshaun's able to get his name cleared from this if it's not true.
The second to last paragraph of what Mike Florio wrote to me is really interesting.
Okay.
And it's, if this claim isn't on the list of potential cases that are exempt from contractual default, Watson has a very significant problem. Because it's different than the other cases. And if he didn't disclose it,
but if it's not true and it didn't happen, then why would you disclose something that you don't believe was true?
List of potential cases.
Yeah. How would you know?
It's clearly a potential case. If they had been, you know, if they had been contacted about it many years ago,
it would have to be.
Because it happened many years ago.
But then the Browns would have known about it.
Not if it wasn't on the list of potential cases. In other words, disclosed by Deshaun.
But you're saying that Busby had already talked to.
I'm not saying anything.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. You're going under the. I'm not even under the premise. So what I'm saying is, if Deshaun's 100% innocent in this and didn't know anything about it, why wouldn't Deshaun? If I was Deshaun, I'd fight this all the way to the very end, to the bitter end. I'd go to court over it, and then I'd be really mad, saying that someone was falsely accusing me of some of this stuff.
He denied the other stuff and settled.
Yeah. Why are we dealing with this and not X's and O's? That's the hardest part.
We're dealing with X's and O's, too. That's not really good either.
Oh, that's true. Ryan's in Detroit. Hey, Rhino.
Hey, Andy, Jeff. Wish I could be conversating about our times, which is just football. X's and O's, wins and losses. You know, we all got excited at this mundane, just atrocious offseason with the world, and we want to reflect on something fun like football, and it just gets slapped in the face with these just non-football related stuff. And again, I blame the Browns organization in particular for acquiring a scenario like this. They knew what baggage came along with this. They knew it would reflect us, the fans, the Browns organization, and it's just creeping up again. And again, I don't know to what end. And again, I'm not saying there's any right or wrong here, because again, I think everyone's on the same page. This truly, in my opinion, is a money grab. Not saying Deshaun is not, you know, innocent in any of this, but I think we all kind of have a good feel about this is just the legal system playing it out and seeing what money's out there and video cameras being monitored secretly. So this is set up stuff, in my opinion. Deshaun is not innocent. At the same time, let's be real. We kind of all agree, I think, hopefully, what really is going on here. With that being said, man, Deshaun is so much.
Wait. Rhino, I'm just saying, speak for yourself, because I don't know, and I'm not taking any sides on this. I'm just saying, you can't say everybody's thinking that. I'm just saying that.
I apologize.
So I'm just let's be honest about it. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
You're right. Everyone has their opinion. And again, you know, I have mine, but again, So that's what I feel. But Deshaun moving forward, just as a Browns fan, moving into the following weeks at hand, I mean, man, he has just so much on his plate. Now we have this, And it's like, I don't know how you're going to get your head right. I don't know. He is arguably the most disliked and not accepted person. Everybody in the world, it doesn't matter as long as, you know, you're not getting respected by your player personnel, fans, whatever it may be. I just hope this slowly dissipates and we can just get back to football. And
Ryan, I agree with you on that. And so Ryan checking in from Detroit. The Browns are fully supporting Deshaun. They said that yesterday.
Publicly,
they're 100% behind him. I'm going to tell everyone that calls, like, don't generalize because you don't know what somebody else is thinking. Let's be super honest about that. Let's not say everybody knows this or not everybody knows. And by the way, in some ways, no one knows anything because we weren't there. I think you got to keep some of those things in perspective. Chris Rose is up next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.